An IT security expert is warning that victims of the Pinnacle Health hack could have their identities stolen. Information on up to 450,000 patients may have been affected by the cyber attack. Pinnacle Health says the hackers could well have names, contact details and National Health NHI numbers. Cybersecurity expert Alistair Miller from Aura Information Security is with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Your assessment of this hack and what you make of it, there's not a lot of details, but how serious does this look to you?
It certainly would be a worry for all those people. As you have said, identity theft is a high concern for them. But luckily, Pinnacle have been very open, and they do have a good website about this where they're pointing people to ID Care, who can offer them advice and the tools to try and protect their identities.
So the motivation for the hackers, you believe it is most likely to be that they want to steal people's identities?
Well, there's a few motives. Obviously, they could be attempting to blackmail Pinnacle, saying, you know, pay us $1 million or we will release this data. Then obviously they can sell that data on the dark web to other people to be exploited or try and exploit it themselves. So they have a few revenue streams.
What can a hacker do with that information that might be available there? I mean, how serious is that if they have your NHI number as well as your contact details?
Depending on the organisation they attempt to use, they can take out credit cards, buy gift cards, take out various kind of loans. It's the kind of thing that you need to check with a credit agency that no one is trying to take credit out in your name.
And you think they'll be doing that in New Zealand, or would it be overseas?
It's easier to do it in New Zealand. So obviously, if you're a New Zealand citizen and all your details are in New Zealand, it's much easier to take out a loan against your name in New Zealand. It would be harder to do that in sort of somewhere in Europe.
And is that actually happening here, where people are having their identities stolen online and then someone goes and takes out some credit?
Yes, unfortunately, it's surprisingly common. And obviously, you know, the credit card companies and other ones will work quite hard to help you, but it's not a pleasant experience, and it takes some time to sort out.
So if you are one of those patients and you're worried, you could go to a website, but what do you need to do? What do you need to make sure you've got checked off so that you don't get caught out here?
Well, go into the pinnacle.co.nz website, and it will give you the details of the help they're offering. And then, follow that. And also you can go and check with the credit agencies like Centrix and Experian, do a credit check against yourself, and get a credit freeze for about 20 odd days.
Obviously, that's a lot of hassle for people. I mean, is this good enough? Should they have been better protected?
I think everyone always hopes they would be better protected, but unfortunately, I think as we've seen recently, there's been a lot of breaches, and it's kind of a matter of when, not if, unfortunately, for these kind of things.
Surely there must be ways. I mean, you can't spend forever, I mean, in terms of money, but there's got to be ways where you must be able to get matching protections, I guess, for the latest, you know, hackers. Must be something you can do.
Oh, you can certainly do a lot better, but obviously in the health sector, they'd rather spend their money, you know, providing the services to people to protect, help them with their health, help them get better, rather than necessarily spending it on the IT systems. And they also have quite a few old systems that they've been providing to people for quite a long time. And the older the system, the more the vulnerabilities, the harder to protect. So health is a particularly vulnerable sector.
The government has announced, $75 million extra to help with its systems, because DHBs have had this problem as well. I mean, does this become a public good in a sense that the infrastructure around this has to start being provided for, a bit like, you know, other key infrastructure?
Well, it's interesting because Health NZ is doing a lot of good work and creating a lot of new systems that will be much more secure. But down at that kind of practice level, it's a bit more patchy, and it's there that the money is tighter there. So that is where, unfortunately, you know, a lot of the records are stored. Not in this case, but that is where all the vulnerabilities sit.
If you're a patient, could you get in advance of this? Could you go to your provider and say, hey, I want to know that my data is secure? What should they be telling you?
Unfortunately, they will tell you they're doing their very best, and it's very hard to check that. I mean, the best thing you can do is go to the credit agencies and see if you can get an alert put on yourself. So if credit checks or credits are taken out against you, you get an alert. And you can then go, I didn't do that, or I did do that, so you know. And that would apply to banking and insurance and any other kind of thing where you're giving your information.
Interesting. Hey, thank you very much for that. That is cyber security expert Alistair Miller there from Aura Information Security.